Others claimed that it too closely resembled the 1963 March on Washington, led by Martin Luther King Jr. The event's Facebook page is rife with comments advising white women to check their privilege. Some women, put off by all the bickering, decided not to attend. It is the kind of semantic nitpicking that has made progressive movements unappealing to many Americans. Yet it may have done some good. The march has brought together a broad coalition. Nearly 450 organizations, from the Council on American-Islamic Relations to Greenpeace and the Coalition Against Gun Violence, have signed on as official partners. In addition to well-trodden feminist concerns like the wage gap and paid parental leave, the protest platform embraces other causes: immigrant rights, ending police brutality, climate protection as integral to women's progress. The organizers argue that matters of social justice and women's rights go hand in hand. In the comfortable Obama years, many liberal Americans believed feminism's work was mostly finished. Mr. Trump's ascent banished such complacency. He may be the unifying enemy they need.